informal discussions with the Giant Suchin in Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City in Hoi An, February 2017. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Nina, Sarah, Vincent, Chi, John, Hang, Lan, and Tam.
Vincent and I were just chatting about living in a dream world.
I see.
And
now?
Now is
a dream world.
But for the enlightened being, no dream world, is that right?
I think that we dream about enlightenment, dreaming about that which cannot be experienced with ignorance at all. So that's why we should know what is the object of enlightenment. If it's not now, like seeing now, everything before that is gone and that which is after hasn't come yet. So only reality that can be understood from the very beginning in order to become enlightened, the truth of it, of seeing, must be now. But it's gone. What is left is the nimitta, the sign of that which has arisen and then arise again and again, fall again and again. So who can understand that without listening to the teachings? And that right understanding begins from hearing just one word and see that that is the word of the enlightenment. Nobody can tell about whatever is now at all, because it's conditioned. No one can make it arise. Just want to become enlightened. It's like a blind man who just dream about that which the one who is not blind can see, but that person, impossible at all. Thinking about the Buddha and the Savaka in his time, they had developed right understanding in order to become enlightened in a short while, some 60 years and some just for 7 days, who knows? So it depends on only right understanding and to be truth to seeing right now as it's not self. Otherwise, how can there be the letting go, the idea of self, because it's so very deeply rooted for eons and eons ago and up until today. So this life is just the development of parami. Otherwise, the akusa cannot experience that which is now, because it blinds, its factor is to blind that which appears. With it, no one, as we think that I, can understand that from the teachings of the Buddha, impossible. So the understanding, the teachings of the Buddha is just a reality. And thinking before hearing, this reality does not rise at all, no conditions for it to arise. But from hearing, one has to consider one's blindness and the great understanding of the enlightened one, who has so great compassion that he thought that without his words, nobody can understand whatever appears at all. And thinking about seeing so many ways that he had explained in order for the others to consider and consider and consider, so that that would be the beginning of understanding gradually, little by little. When there is the understanding of Dhamma, one understands the virtues of the Buddha. Otherwise, no matter who, in what world, cannot know that this moment is conditioned, arising and falling away. So this life is just the development of understanding, because one knows quite far away from this moment, because there must be ignorance after seeing unknowingly all the time. So what can letting go just little by little, blindness of seeing as it's I who is now, as it's I who sees now. So it's just a dream to dream about that which hasn't seen at all in eons and eons ago until now, the enlightenment, the truth of seeing. Because his teachings have three levels because of his great wisdom. The first level is parayati. It means that to be well understood, the teachings, not just hearing and no considering at all. For many people, they think that from hearing, they can go straight to some quiet place just to develop what? Because who is developing by then? Because ignorance is there, which leads one to that place in order to have such and such wishes to be fulfilled, which is impossible. Because people think about getting, not about clearing away the akusala. And who can understand the ignorance and all akusalas and the kusala right now? Where are they? Where are they? No? Where are they? That which is dirty and that which is very dangerous and that which is like poison and that which is right understanding and that which holds deeds like dana and sila and so on, where are they now?
Okay, they are not accumulated enough.
They are accumulate in where? At where? Where?
This moment.
Citta. One citta. So if we don't understand that citta clearly, how much ignorance and all akusala kilesa and even the accumulation of panya is there, what is more and what is less?
Right.
Ignorance and right understanding from eons ago. So how can there be the moment to clear or to clean up the ignorance? See, just wanting again and again, try so hard to do what? To have more ignorance and attachment. So it's so very easy to be misled by ignorance and attachment because it never letting anyone go away at all, at any time. At moment of seeing, I see. I like, I crave for that, I look for that. So you see that in one's life, it's all being enslaved to ignorance and attachment. It doesn't let anyone go away from it. It falls on and on. It follow on and on until vipassana jnana, each one. See, that's why the teachings and the understanding very clearly of each word, like seeing is not self. It's not just the word. Anyone can hear it, but right understanding are different depending on accumulation. So what are we now? At what level of understanding? Is there enough condition for direct awareness even just right now of any reality which appears naturally? Because if one is trying, it does mean that there is the understanding of anatta-ness at all.
Yesterday evening we had a discussion and the topic of meditation came up and Vincent was mentioning that there are some other benefits that may occur. Would you like to summarize a bit?
Because I was just sharing. In a meditation center, many people believe in the practice because...
So what is practice? That should be clarified.
Right. The practice in the meditation center, I mean...
What is that?
What is that?
Ignorance or understanding?
Ignorance.
So why do we have more?
Because people see some benefit.
We cannot help them.
Right.
Because even in the Buddha's time, Buddha couldn't help those who had wrong view. So would you like to be on that side or the other side, to have wrong view and follow the words of the others? Even Buddha was there. They didn't come to see him at all. So one day when Buddha would be there and with ignorance, people went away from him. Once one get away, one gets away further and further and further away from understanding who's the Buddha, what's the enlightenment, and how great to be able to understand, just to understand his word. For example, like we are talking about meditation, they couldn't understand that. It's useless. Because they thought that it's benefit. Yeah, beneficial.
It's just scary. They just get further away and further away. Because the wrong view becomes stronger. Okay.
They are taking the mundane benefits
right.
as confirming the truth of the practice.
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I think that if anyone study the teachings carelessly, there is no understanding at all. For example, Dhamma right now is real. It's conditioned. It arises and falls within split seconds. Why do they try to catch it, to experience it, without developing any parami at all? And without parami, who can have the ignorance less and less? Not anyone can do. That's why we begin to understand the parami, and this life is the life of parami to develop with understanding, because without understanding it's not parami, no matter one goes to anywhere at all. To go to some place, it means they have no understanding of the teachings. They just learn about terms like citta and cetasika and so on. But citta now, no one thinks about it. Just attend to the object which is seen, instead of understanding that without citta, which arises and falls away all the time in one's life, from moment to moment, without that, this cannot appear. Without that, sound cannot appear. So is there any understanding of that which arises, which experiences, and that which does not experience? See, no understanding while going to meditation center, because what one does in meditation center just walks, sits, what else?
Try to pay attention to a selected reality, right?
So does it mean that that person understands the teaching of the Buddha? Because each word cannot be changed at all. Like Dhamma means now, whatever appears, Buddha had taught about that. So now this moment of seeing is not self. How can one try to experience the seeing which now arising and fall away? Impossible, because ignorance is there. It's so very, very, I would say, pitiful for those who believe that they are Buddhist and they are practicing, but even the Bodhisattva's life, the Bodhisattva didn't go anywhere to have wrong understanding of practicing. Even in the life that he was a hermit, no understanding of that shouldn't be the understanding of that which appears. Follow the wrong path, that is not the parami. But what about reality right now? Can it be a reminder for anyone that if there is no enlightenment, no Buddha at all, who knows? So don't get away from his words. Careful study and really understand, never change, to be truthful to the truth of reality right now.
That you just mentioned?
Without wrong understanding, just not to understand whatever appears.
So what life was that?
Many lives, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In those lives, he didn't have any
wrong understanding at all. Otherwise, if there is wrong understanding, then he cannot have parami enough.
What what about the life when he was born in a family with wrong view?
But he has no wrong view. Otherwise,
the
yeah.
Life, he didn't go to listen to the Kassapa Buddha.
And after that?
And after that, what happened?
That's not wrong view, though, is it, necessarily?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think of Jyotipala.
Jyotipala.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, after that.
After that, I
yeah, he went to see Buddha, listened, and became monk, and developed right understanding, Jyotipala.
So at first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do have wrong understanding, but not wrong understanding of practice. Because we might have wrong understanding about that Jyotipala before he met the Buddha, that why this and that to happen.
Because
but
of the family he'd yeah. been brought up with.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he was a Bodhisattva because he already accumulated a certain degree of parami.
Has developed while being a bodhisattva. Without parami, see, one follows ignorance and attachment all the time. So just the word that life is so short, that can be parami. Because one knows that the best moment is understanding, hearing right words about whatever appears now. Otherwise, one can have thought by oneself at all.
So many people believe that today such or such person could be a bodhisattva.
Okay. What is meant by bodhisattva?
What kind of bodhisattva?
Well, I don't mean about the bodhisattva in the Mahayana tradition, but you know, like some people think that the very virtuous kings, for example, could be bodhisattva. But according to what we read about what the definition of a bodhisattva, it seems to me that it's impossible. But I don't know, because it seems that a bodhisattva should be someone with such high level of understandings and all other virtues.
All lives? Of every life or what?
Every life.
Every life. Because once
once he's predicted to become a Buddha in the future, like a predicted bodhisattva, it seems that very high level already, right?
But
because the conditions
from
for
that moment,
yeah.
How long would it be taking?
Oh,
see, why so long?
Because it needs to be cultivated more and more and more.
Perfections,
yeah.
Because the understanding is already highly developed.
Yes.
At the time he's confirmed.
Right.
At the time his wish is confirmed, his vow
mm-hmm.
is confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your comment about the kings being bodhisattvas?
Yes, so people believe that such or such kings could be a bodhisattva.
What kings are you talking about?
For example, the kings of Thailand. Or the kings.
Why would kings be bodhisattvas in particular?
It's, I think that many people believed and
just believe.
Yeah.
Just kind of worship or something.
Uh-huh.
Like they believe certain monks are bodhisattvas,
yeah.
But it's just a kind of wishful thinking and speculation.
When we read about the lives, many lifetimes of the bodhisattva before becoming the Sakyamuni Buddha, he was also a monarch and king. And that's the reason people
Did
make the
every rabbit or every deer.
But so really, a bodhisattva should have a very high level of understanding and
before becoming a bodhisattva,
countless lives
developing right understanding as well.
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that no understanding at all.
Yes.
So the point is to gain, to get enlightenment, or to have less and less ignorance and attachment and all kilesa. That's the meaning of parami, because without parami, it's impossible. The one we should talk about is satya parami, to be truthful to reality right now as not self.
The other day during the discussions in Hanoi, in Saigon, you mentioned about when we talk about kusala and akusala citta, you said that there should be the understanding of nama as nama and rupa as rupa before there could be any understanding of kusala or akusala.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because now, kusala or akusala, because no understanding
so fast,
of
yeah.
that which experiences yet as not self.
But it doesn't mean that there should be the insight into the...
Before that.
No, yeah, before that.
Because
yeah.
in the beginning, nothing is understood as Dhamma, so if they think about kusala and akusala, it's all my kusala and akusala, because there's mm-hmm. no understanding from the beginning of what is Dhamma. Mm-hmm. Those Dhammas which can experience an object and those Dhammas which don't experience anything. So if there's not clear understanding about these different kinds of realities, then whatever is thought about kusala and akusala, it won't be understood as a dhamma. So that is has okay. to be the beginning.
We had a discussion about that on the last dinner, you know, after the discussions, and people were wondering, because they wonder whether you meant the direct understanding of nama and rupa, or just the beginning of understanding what is nama and what is rupa on a intellectual level, or a little bit more than that?
A little bit more?
like now.
What does it
like
mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
That means beginning to recognize it when it's there.
Just, is it able to recognize?
So you meant that only the intellectual level? Then.
One has to be truthful to one's own right understanding.
Like now, it has to develop from hearing and considering and understanding about seeing now, what is seen now, so that the understanding develops, so that there's firm confidence that there really are just these different kinds of dharmas.
And it means from these words that there's no understanding of the distinction, the difference between intellectual pariyatti and patipatti. At all. Why? Because as long as the satipatthana does not arise, how can one realize that this is not intellectual understanding? And it must have intellectual understanding to consider, to understanding that moment, which is satipatthana, because satipatthana arises with panya, and panya knows at that moment, of what? Of the object to be that which experiences or that which cannot experience. Very little. So it's not vipassana jnana yet, but the difference between the intellectual pariyatti and patipatti begins. Just begin. Not going to have more, and very soon.
What Vincent was chatting about yesterday, or we were chatting about, was some of these people with wrong understanding, they find in the beginning from their wrong practice that there are some health benefits or some kind of benefits, so then they kind of follow more the wrong way, and they have some idea about, what is it, cleaning out sankharas or something like that, or... some idea.
Oh, there's the idea of new karma and old accumulation, because mental impression keep accumulating.
If there is no understanding of this moment, who knows whether what's old and what's new?
Right.
Just talk about everything ignorantly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why do we need the Buddha's word? Even just one word like karma or seeing or hearing or non-self or dhamma or anatta. See, each word for 45 years. If it's like that, no need to be as long as that. Just let anyone go to the practice. But that's not the words of the Buddha. And if anyone says so, from accumulation in one's life, one realizes that is not true. Impossible. So firstly, there should be the understanding of what is right understanding in order to become enlightened, the truth of whatever arising and falling away now. No idea about arising and falling away at all. Even what appears has to arise and has to fall away.
So I think that many people mistake those happenings in meditations or after meditations as benefits, because there's no careful reading or studying the Buddha's teaching. Because there's no careful studying of the teaching, and then they can take, you know, they follow their own thinking and think, oh, that is beneficial and that is beneficial. Mm-hmm. But I think if we listen more to the teaching and understand more, then it becomes more clear that, you know, many things that we take to be beneficial is not in the Buddha's, under the light of the teaching.
Like when they think they don't experience the body, or there's just vibration or something, they think this is some benefit, but actually it's just some strange experience because of wrong concentration and wrong practice. So what is taken for benefit is actually just some bizarre effects, but actually it's bizarre effects of the wrong practice.
Oh, like people think that they are less angry or more compassionate, you know. It happens to many of us who have followed the practice. And I think when we study more, we realize that a lot of unwholesome states we just take for to be wholesome, and we don't know. We actually, we think that we are less angry, but what we don't know about the reality in that moment. So we just think that because we don't have reactions to other people, but what is the nature of the reality?
Even such very, very short words like all dhammas are anatta. But one just hurry to do something in order to understand what? No conditions at all. To understand all, not just one, all dhammas. And it's not anyone at all. So all dhamma is the true nature of reality right now. And anatta is uncontrollable, not self. Because as soon as it's gone, see, the same word, but depending on right understanding, as soon as it's gone, one realizes that usually one clings to that which is no more at all. Each moment, that's the meaning of nothing.
And another seeming benefit is like now when they feel so calm or peaceful, like now we feel so calm and peaceful. Is it kusala calm, or is it pleasant feeling with attachment? If there's no understanding, how can it be known? And like we said before, if there's no understanding of what those realities that experience namas and those which don't experience rupas, for sure it would be taken for my calm, my pleasant feeling.
And the more we listen to the teaching, the more bankrupt we go. We lose everything.
Even I.
Yeah, completely.
Because you see that this same like situation had happened before in years ago. Where were they? Next life, no idea about this place, people and things around at all. But at moment of experiencing, no understanding, ignorance, conditions, attachment to that very object. It seems like there is attachment to that which is experienced, but actually even see is so attached. One is so attached.
And this is the point also about the kusala and akusala. It doesn't mean there can't be the beginning of understanding even now of what is kusala and what is akusala, like any other reality, seeing or visible object. But if there isn't the clear understanding of a clear considering and understanding of the distinction between nama and rupa, then it will surely be taken for my kusala, my akusala. So that's the point. It's not a rule or a kind of selection about what should be known or studied or understood first. It's not like that. It just means that the reason we talk about seeing an invisible object is because there has to be that clear understanding of the different kind of dharmas. Otherwise, it's all, like for the meditator, my kusala, one clings to so much. One wants to be the calm person. One wants to have special effects. It's all for me.
And why does one believe in the meditator? The teaching of the meditation. Why does one believe?
Believe what one is taught in the meditation center.
Ignorance.
So, don't have more ignorance. As possible by condition, see. Like all dhammas are anatta, it keeps one away from meditation center. Depending on right understanding.
And understanding nama and rupa keeps one away from taking that kusala and akusala for my kusala and akusala.
Same word, same thing, but it depends on understanding. Like attachment or peace. See, is there peace now? Because it's at the bottom of the sea. Even it's there, arising and falling away. It's blind up with the water in the sea. It doesn't show up. Only panya can go very deeply down. But actually it's just very natural.
Yesterday you also mentioned about people after the practice, they can stand the heat and cold much better and more compassionate with the
mosquitoes.
Would you like to say more about that?
Oh. I understand that. Much better? But no understanding. See? Just only that. No matter how much better, but no understanding.
It does not really last for a long time.
And people don't understand what understanding understands. So it's so great for those who don't know about understanding at all. But it has to be very natural.
Mm-hmm. And anyway, is it kusala or is it thinking that I must be more tolerant of these interruptions, because that's the practice, that's what the path involves.
Right. But some people, they don't really think about it, just automatically
believing in the meditation teacher or just one's own.
Both. Yeah, they sometimes people is confused and tend to be a follower. If the leader
seems very generous. Or
no understanding, but generous.
I mean, for example, the meditation center does not ask for money. It's free, and then that kind of
thing. What for?
For they were saying it's for learning Dharma. So
really?
So they say it's priceless, so they don't
really?
Ask for money.
Really? If the words are not truth, what for?
People, yeah, I understand it's there's no condition. It's conditioned by ignorance for the wrong practice. But I mean, people.
I think about the meditation center teacher.
The teacher.
But they believe that they are teaching the Buddha's right. teaching. Yeah. They think that what they teach is right.
Yeah.
And they believe have energy, bad energy. They believe have best energy
to do what?
When they practice meditation.
I see. Just get many things. Or different things. But no understanding. That's why his words are so very precious. That's why he taught for 45 years in details about just this as the reality. That which experiences, and that is Dhatu, and that is Ayatana right now, and that can be Paticchasamuppada or Ariyasatta. See, so that people develop understanding from hearing, considering again and again in one's life, and one life is not enough. Otherwise, it's like the life of Sariputta. From hearing few words, that life is enough to become realized.